Good morning, 7:41 here on the Mighty 690 as we go throughout a Monday. And it being the first Monday of the month, time to chat with some folks from CRMC. And joining us, well, we have a special guest. It is CRMC, Coffeyville Regional Medical Center CEO, Brian Lawrence. How you doing, sir?
Good. Thank you for having me on this morning.
It's great to have you here in the studio and everything. So we're going right to the top this morning. So that is definitely nice. And you guys are having an event coming up this week that is pretty special. So you want to tell us about it?
Yes. So we are going to participate in the National Day of Prayer Thursday, May the 4th at 9 o'clock. We're going to gather at the west main entrance of the hospital around the flagpole. We've got some of our local ministerial alliance ministers to come in and help us with that event. It's open to the community. We're encouraging our associates, medical staff, and volunteers to participate as well. But again, just an opportunity for us to come together and have a time of prayer around a lot of various different topics. You know, we want to pray for our community. We want to pray for our churches and our schools, pray for our military and our first responders. And then, you know, really, again, just about a time we can come together and encourage one another at this and take this opportunity to celebrate together this National Day of Prayer.
Absolutely. And I'm sure this is probably something that is this something the hospital has done in the past years past, or is this a new event?
This is a new event this year for us. Last year, I wanted to do it, but we were a little late to get it all pulled together. And so definitely something we put on the calendar to participate in this year. Last year, we did a prayer walk. We'll do that again this year, but this was just something, again, that we wanted to add as an opportunity for our community and for our associates to come together and participate in this event.
Well, and that is wonderful, and, you know, that's something that, you know, it can be part of the healing process for sure. You know, I'm sure you, like other hospitals and medical centers, you know, have, you know, religious folks, you know, members of the religious community who can come in and help with the care process for patients, because that's something that it can be a comfort to many.
It is, you know, and we have a great group of volunteers of our local, again, ministerial alliance that come in. They're on call. So if we need them, they'll actually come in and respond to that, which is just a great blessing to the organization. But then we're also open. If one of our patients has their minister or pastor that they would like to come in, you know, that's definitely open, and we encourage that. But we do believe that Jesus is ultimate the healer for us. You know, we start our day at 8. There's a prayer that's played overhead, and we wrap that up at night with a prayer. And then every morning our team comes together for a safety huddle, and we start that off with a reflection time to really kind of center ourselves around a thought for that day and then get the day going. So this is just something, again, that we wanted to add as an opportunity to bring not only our organization but open it up to the community. Because anytime as a hospital, we can take the opportunity to open our doors, to get people to come in and participate in something with us that's outside of healthcare, we feel like that's good. Because unfortunately, a lot of times when people come to the hospital, it's not for the best of circumstances. You know, they have a need that needs to be met, and those things aren't always positive. And so this is just an opportunity that we wanted to, again, reach out to our community and bring everyone together to really encourage one another and then really have a time just to pray about these things that are going on in our nation right now and pray for our community and pray for each other, our schools. You know, it's just a great opportunity.
Well, and that's just wonderful that it is incorporated in, you know, the daily flow of the hospital and CRMC and everything that you're doing there. I think it is something important because, you know, we have to realize that over there, you know, there are miracles that happen probably on a daily basis. So that's something that you kind of got to look above and thank a higher power and God for that.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, that is wonderful. So, you know, I think, you know, events like this, like you said, being able to bring that community in, it is a really, really good one. So if, and you said the public is, of course, welcome to it. And if they're not familiar with the hospital, I know we've got several big parking lots and that sort of thing. So where's maybe the best place to park near that west entrance?
Yeah, so any of the parking there on the west side, of course, we have the big surface lot on the north side of our campus. Feel free to park in there. And then, again, just make your way up to that west main entrance. We're going to gather around the flagpole. Looks like the weather's good from what I heard earlier for Thursday. Yeah. I think hopefully we're going to get blessed with some more rain later in the week. But I think some warmer temperatures on Thursday, so it looks like a good day to be able to participate in this event together.
Well, that's very good. We are chatting with Coffeyville Regional Medical Center CEO Brian Lawrence. And Mr. Lawrence, since you've been here at CRMC, you said about 4 years or so, anything that sticks out to you, you know, just during this time that that you've enjoyed, that you've appreciated, any kind of projects that you've gotten to work on while you have the attention of our listeners?
Yeah. You know, we've been able to do collectively a lot over this 4 year period. Definitely been a challenging time when you throw the pandemic in there, and something that I wasn't expecting to deal with as I took over this role here. But really to see our organization, our staff, our medical staff, and our volunteers collectively come together and unify around really taking care of this community was something that I'm extremely proud of. And the steps that we've taken to continue to meet the ever-changing environment around healthcare is great. And we have a lot of exciting things going to be coming. You know, Senator Moran was here a couple of weeks ago and announced a $4 million appropriation grant for us to go towards construction of a new rural health clinic just on the south side of our campus. Super excited about that. We've got some new physicians that are going to be joining our community here in the second half of this year, so we're super excited about that, and more announcements coming out about that. So just a lot of things that we have right now going on that we are doing to continue to be able to serve every generation with patient-centered, compassionate care. That's what our mission statement is. That's what we want to do. And, you know, I just encourage our team to get up every day and have a servant's heart in order to meet that mission.
Absolutely. Well, it is wonderful to have a hospital of this caliber, you know, in the region, providing care to so many people. So, sir, for those who just tuned in, you want to run through one more time just the location and date and time for this National Day of Prayer Participation?
Yes. So National Day of Prayer event will be Thursday, May the 4th. 9 o'clock in the morning. We're going to gather together at the west main entrance around the flagpole. Just want to invite everybody to come out and participate in this event with us.
Absolutely. It's going to be great. So anything else you'd like to share with the listeners this morning?
You know, we just appreciate the community's support, this region's support of our institution. We are truly here to serve, and we want to continue to fulfill our mission each and every day of being the healthcare provider of choice in this area. And, you know, I can't thank our team enough. They do a great job and really stepping up each and every day to serve all the people that come in and are of need. And, you know, this is just participating in this event is another way for us to be able to really reach out and connect with our community. And that's what we're excited about.
Very good. Well, it does take a village over there working around the clock all the time. So we do appreciate everyone over there at CRMC. And thank you so much for taking the time to come here to KGGF and tell us about your event coming up.
We appreciate you guys and all you do for the community.
Thank you so much. Sure. That is CEO Brian Lawrence here on the Mighty 690. Appreciate you coming on, sir. And we look forward to talking again at some point soon.
Absolutely.
All right, and we'll be back with Open Line here in just a little bit. We have some features from K-State. Those are on the way here on the Mighty 690.